Welcome everybody. Shia number 1055. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafu Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chamash Takaver Fu Shalema Psych Shachar Lisrol. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so we're going through some various different halachas in reference to Koitzer, and I want to just possibly upcoming shiurim go through some various inyanim in reference to flower vase. We spoke last year a little bit, maybe a little bit more in reference to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Many people are involved in flowers, plants, and so on. How does that work? And then from there, Bezras Hashem, we want to go into the various different, gezeiros that Chazal set up, in conjunction with the malacha of koitzer uprooting, and zereya for that matter, but mostly koitzer, whereby one has to be careful, especially in the warmer months when people are outside. For example, we started talking about some of the inyanim in reference to trees, how to work with trees. Am I allowed to hang something up on a tree, to lean on a tree, right, to sit up against a tree, to touch a tree, move a tree, branches or whatever. We know we're not allowed to take off. You can't pull off a branch from a tree. You can't pull off a leaf. You can't pull off a flower. We understand all that is koitzer, but there are various different gezeiros midrabanan, what one is allowed to do, what one is not allowed to do. Hanging something on a tree, and if it was hung, to take it off. Climbing on a tree, how does that work? These various different type of issues which come up on Shabbos. Okay, we're going to see how that works down the road. That's a whole separate set of halachas. First, we just want to finish Bezras Hashem, some of the various different inyanim with the flowers and plants or flower pots, the pots and the vases and so on themselves. So an interesting halacha is one allowed to smell, to smell a regular flower on Shabbos, right? You have to make a bracha. We have to keep that in mind, by the way. We're not learning those halachas right now, but when one smells a flower, a plant, right, they want to take a whiff. You can't just take a whiff. There's a bracha to make, the appropriate bracha. And it's not just always borei min ipsamim, right? As we know, that's a klali stick, that's sort of like a shahakal. You have to know the specific bracha to make. It depends what the person is smelling, roses or a different type of flower or a different type of plant, possibly. Person has to be familiar with the brachas on smelling flowers and plants and so on before they actually take a smell, a whiff, you know, with kavana. If you just walk into a room, that's a separate issue. I'm not going to talk about those halachas right now, and that's Bezras Hashem. We hope one day to get to that in our brachas groups, the halachas of the brachas, what brachas to make on various different type of flowers and plants and so on. But just to be aware, everybody should be aware, you can't just go ahead and smell flowers without brachas. It's the same thing like eating without a bracha. You know, you have to do specific brachas to make on various different plants and flowers. So be it as it may, a person made the right bracha. So it tells us the Shulchan Aruch, am I allowed to smell a flower? Yeah, you can smell. I have a vase on my table. I made a bracha, the right bracha, and now I go ahead and smell the flowers in the vase. That's okay. Now, the question is, what about if something is attached to the ground, right? I'm outside, oh, a nice flower, and it smells so beautiful. Again, I make the appropriate bracha, and now I will smell the flower. Is that a problem? Smell the plant. Is that a problem? So tells us the Shulchan Aruch in our Simen Shin Lamed Vav, he says like this, hadas mechubar, a hadas that's mechubar, that's attached to the ground, a flower, anything for that matter that's attached to the ground, is mutar lahareach bay. One would be allowed to smell it on Shabbos, right? It's a nice smelling flower. I want to give us a whiff. No problem. You make the bracha and you can smell it. Not a problem. Oh, so tells us the mechaba further, the Shulchan Aruch says further, but aval esrig, but an esrig v'tapuach or an apple, v'chol dava haroy lachila, anything else that's made to be, that's fit to be eaten, in other words, a type of a fruit, is also laharech by ben mechuber. Then you cannot smell it when it's attached to the ground. Why? Shema yokoitz oisay la'achle. We're afraid that you're going to pull it off, you're going to eat it, take a bite out of the apple, or eat the apple, or pull it off, or pull off the esrog, whatever the case is. So, be it as it may, just establish the halacha straight up, to smell something which is attached to the ground is okay, as long as it's not something whereby it's edible. In other words, because there's a gazera, plain and simple, we're afraid you're going to pull it off and eat it, right? Or take a bite out of it as is, and that is the malacha of koitzer, uprooting. Okay, so just to go through the Mishabura a little bit, he explains like this in Sifkat Memches, why am I allowed to smell a flower or some sort of plant that's attached whereby it's not an edible thing? I'm not going to eat it. There's no issues of eating it over there, but I'm allowed to smell it. Maybe I'll pull it off and take it home with me or something like that. Is that a problem? So it tells us the Mishabura, no. Since it's only it's a flower that you want to smell, it's a nice smelling flower. You make the bracha and you smell. There's no gezerah whereby you're going to take it off, pull it off, and take it home or take it with you. So there's no problem of that. You could smell it while it's attached. What do you have to take it off? Smell it. You make a bracha, you smell it while it's attached. There's no gezerah whereby you'll take it off. We're not worried about that. Now, he does bring down, there are those who are machmir taka with it, because of Eliyahu Rav, the Yoka Kipsakab Shulchan Aruch, but he brings down the Mishabura that the even though there are those who are machmir, even on smelling something which is not a food, but the Iker Psak is like the Shulchan Aruch. So he brings down the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Mishabura brings him down like that. Okay, now in reference to smelling something which is an edible thing, like we said, an estrig, apple, or whatever, some sort of fruit that's attached, it smells good, so I want to smell it. That we said one is not allowed to. There's a gzeri, one might come to cut it off, pull it off. So tells us the Mishabru and Sif Cotton, Mem Tes, you'll say, well, I could take a bite out of it while it's attached, right? So what do I have to take it home? You have to, if we're afraid you'll bite, you might bite out of the apple or whatever it is. Giving example, apple is a little bit high up, but something that may be lower that's attached, right? The berries or whatever the case is. And so it tells us the Mishabura, in l'chot talisha gadol lemizu. This is also toilish. This is also part of the malach of kaitzer, biting into a fruit or something like that while it's attached to its living source that you can't do on Shabbos either. Okay, so let me say the Mishabura ends off with the problem that was in his days. I don't think we have it so much today, but he just brings it down, so I'm going to read it. He says like this, V'yachin le yesh limchais biyat ha-toyim v'holchim leginois b'shabbos v'yomtev. Apparently in his days, there were the people who go for walks in gardens. They'll go for a nice Shabbos walk in the garden on Shabbos or on yomtev for that matter. V'koytfim peiris min ha-mechuber v'oichlim. They would pull off, the things which are attached. Let's say a berry. Oh, I see a nice berry. Whatever the case is, grapes, I don't know, whatever the case is, things that attach from its growing source. You can't do that. So that's where he brings it down. Very important to keep in mind. Person goes for a walk in places where there's plantation or whoa, so on. Oh, I see a nice grape. I'll make a bracha and I'll eat it. You can't pull it off if it's attached to the place whereby it's growing. We said you could pull it off its stem once it's detached, right? I get a bunch of grapes that I'm allowed to do. I have a bunch of grapes and Shabbos and they're part of on the stem in a plate, right? Whatever. So I'm allowed to pull it off the stem because that was already detached, that was already severed from before Shabbos. That's okay. We spoke about that. Even to take off a branch before Shabbos with apples on it from a tree, right, and bring it in, you have five apples attached to a branch that's cut off from before Shabbos. I could pull off the apples now from that branch. That I could do. We saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. But once it's attached, you can't go pulling off berries, grapes, anything or apples. I'll go apple picking on Shabbos. Can't do that. Right? He said, besides the fact of the Isser from Talisha, of being toilish, of Koitzer, of uprooting it, is Asurim Gamken Achakach Bachila Lakol B'Shabbos. If a person pulls off, right, we spoke about this, if something is attached on Shabbos or going into Shabbos Benish Moshes or on Shabbos itself, and then it becomes detached, whether it fell off by itself or somebody pulled it off on Shabbos, since it was attached going into Shabbos, right, Benish Moshes or on Shabbos, so now it fell off, somebody pulled it off, Gamken Achakach Bachila Lakol, is Asurim, Gamken Achakach Bachila Lakol B'Shabbos. You can't eat that. Tells us the Mishabura because that's a separate gezerah. We're afraid you might come to pull it off on Shabbos. So there's a gezerah of things, items which fell off on Shabbos. So kal v'chaim, if somebody pulled it off on Shabbos, nobody's allowed to eat it. So besides the pulling off, which is aser, obviously, that's one of lama test malachas, but once it's pulled off, you can't eat it either. V'roi l'manas ha'nashim la'sigoy la'shgiach al zeh ad she'tishtaka ha'dover. Okay, he said, again, like I said, it's Baruch Hashem. We don't have too much of a major issue with this these days, but one has to be careful if walking in areas whereby there are berries, fruits, grapes, these type plantation, fruits or whatever, one has to keep in mind very strongly, you're not allowed to pull it off and eat from it on Shabbos, and not just that, when they fell off on Shabbos, it's also to eat also. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha, Kol Tov.